little bit, I was traveling in on my bicycle, hit a big crater, chain popped off my crank, and jammed in the derailleur. It took a little extra time to get that thing straightened up. Anyway, I'm here. We're at Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34. This is the text for Reformation Sunday. Well, let's get into it. 31, Hine Yamim Ba'im, Hine plus the participle, Ba'im, plural from Bo. Hine plus participle indicates immediacy, high expectancy. The days are coming, they are about to come, they're on the way. Ne'um Yahweh, Oracle of Yahweh. Wakarati. Now this is a wow consecutive perfect, but it's converted to the same kind of nuance as that opening participle preceded by hine. So you could say that I am about to cut, literally cut or make, a cup with the house, of Israel and with the house of Judah, a covenant. So he's cutting a covenant with the house of Israel and with Judah. I think that both of them are emphasized here to emphasize the reunion, the unity again. Going back to the time of, prior to the divided monarchy, all the way back, reflective of Sinai. But this is a Berith Kadashah, so that it is a new covenant. Of course, now this is the major text to distinguish the two different major periods, Old Testament and New Testament. Best commentary on this, of course, is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8 and 9 and following. And Hebrew, now with the term new, as compared with the distinction with old, new in Hebrew, Greek has two different words for new, but Hebrew has the one, but it can be used in the sense of something totally new, but also something in the sense of renewed. In terms of biblical theology, the full biblical theology, the best accent here would be a renewing of the covenant. As we see, it's the same Torah, it's the same covenant, and the same God. There is some aspect of that is totally new about it. But it's not in terms of a totally different in kind. Verse 32, Lo kabarith asher karati eth avotham. So this indicates the difference. It will not be like the covenant which I cut with their fathers. You recognize the irregularness about this plural form. It has an oath ending, feminine, seemingly feminine ending on a plural word, on a masculine term. Bayom in the day, or when, Bayom is simply, in this case, idiomatic for when. Kechazaki, well, that would be the infinitive construct of hifil kazak. The suffix on end is the subject, when I took them strongly, bayadam, by their hand. Lahotziam, to hifil, of hifil infinitive construct with the object on the end, pronominal suffix, when in order to bring them out, yatsa in the hifil, this is the Exodus word. They just didn't leave or go out. God caused them to come out. In other words, he brought them out. Me'aretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt, asher came where they, the accent is on they, the focus, the emphasis is on they. Hey Peru, hifil of parar, geminate verb, that's why you have a perfect with a sere performative. Where they broke, invalidated, my covenant, berithi, notice it's not theirs, it's God's. Wanohi, here's the other emphasis. So it starts with where they, Hema, now is Wanohi. the emphasis in this disjunctive clause, while connected with a nonverb, so it's not a continuation of action, but emphasizing, contrastive. But as for me, I, ba'alati, I was lord, master, husband, to them, over them, declares Yahweh. So this emphasizes he was constant, he was faithful, whereas they were the ones that broke the covenant. He did not break the covenant. He did not invalidate it. They did. Okay, verse 33. Kizoth habarith asher akaroth. For this is the covenant which I... Now here we have the imperfect. Probably not here future. It's not the prophetic perfect, which usually is indicating the future, but the constant, the habitual. I cut with the house of Israel. After acharei hayamim hahem, after those days, after the days, the those. Well, after what days? After the days when they had broken the covenant. So this is now looking. Here, after those days, is a semi-technical way of referring to the Messianic Age. It's parallel to verse 31. In those days, the days are coming. It's this near-distant future. In those days, Oracle of Yahweh. Nathati, perfect here of Nathan, I give. And I think we can say not only this I give, but it is a gift. I think we can emphasize the giving part, not just the setting and the establishing, but also the gift idea. I give, I establish, eth torothi, my Torah. Again, it's emphasis on my. And Torah, so that's nothing new. I mean, there was the old Torah, and now this is still Torah, the instruction, the guidance, the revelation, the Word of God. Bakirbam, in their inside. Now, is this individually, or is this as a collective whole? Probably both. And upon their heart, the collective heart of the people. I don't think here this is talking about a covenant with the group, with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. Now, of course, that also goes down to the individual as well. But the newness here is not in the sense that God is now for the first time writing the Torah on people's hearts. That was already a teaching in the Old Testament. That is not a new item. But now the accent is on the collection of all. So that all are involved in this. There's not a distinction then between all the believers and the unbelievers within the political state of Israel. And I think that gets emphasized in the next lines as we go along. On their heart, the imperfect, I am writing it, suffix. And then we have the wow consecutive, perfect of Hayah. Wahayithi, and I will be for them, God, as God, and they. So you got this contrasting thing going on, only now it's in a positive way. I will be for them as God, and they will be for me as a people. Or in other words, they'll have me as God, and I'll have them as people. Of course, this repeats the same promises back Exodus 19. Okay, verse 34. 1 minute left. Okay, I think we'll make it. 34. Well, lo, contrasts. Here's the difference. Here's the unique thing. And they will not, P.L., cause to learn, in other words, cause to teach, in other words, learn. I mean, sorry, the cause to learn, which is teach. They will not teach anymore. This is as distributive, each one, a man, his neighbor. In other words, no one will teach anyone else anymore. And that's a neighbor, and these terms for Ish and a man and his brother, these are terms of people within the covenant community. So there's no pedagogy going on. Or his brother saying, know Yahweh, know Yeth Yahweh, not just know God, but know, this is not only the cognitive, but also the deep personal. So that really isn't taught. That is a given. Know Yahweh because all of them will keep on knowing me from their smallest ones even until their older ones, their bigger ones, Oracle of Yahweh, because I, ki aslach, for I pardon with respect to their iniquity, I pardon their iniquity and their sins. I do not zakar, remember, and act against anymore. So ends the text. Any questions? Well, what direction would you suggest? Well, I think it reminds us that we are always not only in the new, but we're always in the old Adam, the old nature, and it's a daily thing. That is, a reformation is not just one time event in the church, but it's in fact a daily kind of thing, and coming out of the old covenant and remembering the promises of God in the new. Oh, certainly, and I think that's the emphasis on these hine plus the participle. It's already, it's kind of already here now.
Yeah.
After this judgment, in terms of the exile, then we have the renewal already starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this emphasis that I drew to your attention to the collective, their plural heart as a collective kind of thing, writing the laws on the heart, and it's all of them will know. So the result of the writing on the heart of the whole group is the rationale or reason that the man doesn't have to tell his neighbor, know the Lord. Well, that's the point that I think needs more emphasis. I'm not sure that commentaries or expositions really bring that out. I think we kind of read it in our day and age, and in terms of individualization and spiritual relationship, me and Jesus kind of thing, where this is referring to the whole church. It comes as a gift as well, of course, by way of the Holy Spirit and baptism and proclamation of the gospel and so on. Okay, well, thank you. I have enough time to get to class now.